Today's scripture verse, gospel verse, is from John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. It's the familiar story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. After this, Jesus went across Lake Galilee, or Lake Tiberias as it is also called. A large crowd followed him because they had seen his miracles of healing the sick. Jesus went up a hill and sat down with his disciples. The time for the Passover festival was near. Jesus looked around and saw that a large crowd was coming to him. So he asked Philip, "Where can we buy enough food to feed all these people?" He said this to test Philip. Actually, he already knew what he would do. Philip answered, "For everyone to have even a little, it would take more than 200 silver coins to buy enough bread." Another one of his disciples, Andrew, who was Simon Peter's brother, said, "There is a boy here who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 fish, but they will certainly not be enough for all these people." "Make the people sit down," Jesus told them. There was a lot of grass there, so all the people sat down. There were about 5,000 men. Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to God, and distributed it to the people who were sitting there. He did the same with the fish, and they all had as much as they wanted. When they were all full, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces left over. Let us not waste a bit." So they gathered them all around and filled 12 baskets with the pieces left over from the 5 barley loaves which the people had eaten. Seeing this miracle that Jesus had performed, the people there said, "Surely this is the prophet who was to come into the world." Jesus knew that they were about to come and seize him in order to make him king by force, so he went off again to the hills by himself. The word of the Lord. As I said, the title of the message here that I had today is called Be a Hero. This summer, we are actually focusing on that with kids and trying to show them how to be a hero in today's world, like Jesus, living like Jesus. And in the Bible story, you know, we hear about miracles and great things that Jesus did, feeding the 5,000 from almost no food, and all these other miracles that were in the Bible. And I would just like to share a few of my superpowers that I have out there at Camp Fontenelle, too. I've been practicing here a little bit. The first thing I'd like to show you is my super quick speed, okay? I'm pretty fast, and if you look in the back of the church over there, if everyone look around over there, you see that pile of Kleenex boxes? I'm going to go fetch one. Right. Yeah? Did it? Pretty good, huh? Yeah, I know. The other thing, I've got this nice little kind of lightsaber thing here. All right. I've been practicing, yeah. My son is a Super Power Rangers fan, and we've been practicing, and, you know, we can ward off all evil with this thing here now. And I'm sure all of you have those things that you're good at, too, those superpowers that you have, those superhero powers. And when I was growing up, you know, I watched the Wonder Twins, you know, powers activate, make ice cubes, and, you know, Wonder Woman and Tarzan and all these superheroes, and they inspired me, you know, to become the great person that I am today. And I'm sure many of you, you know, have those secret double lives where you go out and fight crime and do those things on your own too. But Jesus, in the Bible, you know, he has all these miracles that he does, and people want to make him king. And it just makes me think about, in our life today, what can we actually do to make a difference and to be like Jesus? Jesus told his disciples that they were going to be able to do greater things than even he did if they were to follow his commands and be his disciples and do the things that he said to do. So this summer what we're focusing on is 6 different traits of what it takes to be a hero, living like Jesus. The first one is welcoming others. The hospitality that you show, the things that you do to make people feel welcome. In this story here with Jesus feeding the 5,000, which is the story for this particular trait, he's got all these people, 5,000 men, which means there's probably 10 or 15,000 people actually there. I had the chance of actually going to the Sea of Galilee back in 1987 when I was a freshman in high school and sat on a hillside along the Sea of Galilee. There's, you know, big expanse there. There's not a lot of green grass there now, but it's kind of inspiring to be there. But to think of 15,000 people being fed from 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish is pretty amazing. And the other amazing thing is that a boy came and offered this little bit of food that he had, knowing that what kind of a difference would that make in feeding 15,000 people. He still offered that little bit of food that he had. And that's amazing to me in and of itself. And our verse in Jeremiah talks about Jeremiah kind of being afraid of trying to go to the people, and God says,
you know, you may be young, but you can do it. He tells them that you have what it takes to go if I'm by your side. And so we hope that everybody that, you know, as Christians, that we don't live in fear, and that we can go and do the things that we need to do, knowing that God is at our side. The second thing that we're going to try to reinforce to be a hero is be a friend. Many times, you know, when you feel lonely, that's when times are toughest. We need to be friends to other people, who, especially those that are lonely or that are in need of friends. Accepting others. There's many people that God made every single one of us in his image, and he has a purpose for each one of us. Many times, and I do this all the time, we tend to judge people and tend to push them away because they're different from us. We need to accept other people where they're at and make a difference in their lives by accepting them and being a friend to them. The fourth one was give. You know, with our situation that we have in Haiti that was mentioned this morning, and being Americans, you know, we tend to gripe and complain sometimes about things that, you know, when you put it to the scale of the disaster in Haiti, are pretty trivial. But we need to give that which we have. The story that we're going to share this summer is the story of the widow that gives the 2 pence, the little bit that she does have, even though that's probably going to be her meal that she's sacrificing for the day. So it's important that we give that which we have to those when we see that they're in need. The fifth thing is rejoicing. I think we need to celebrate those things and rejoice over those things which we do have and which we have been blessed with. I know many folks that have gone overseas to places where they have so little, and even in Haiti, they're talking about people singing and dancing, and, you know, despite their tragedy, we need to rejoice that God has given us that which he has, and that he will provide those things which we need. And so to be a hero and live like Jesus, we need to rejoice in that which we have, and to live knowing that God is going to provide, and have faith that God is there for us no matter what. And finally, the sixth thing is we need to share the good news. We have something that is so great as Christians in Jesus Christ that we need to share what we know, and to not be afraid to go to somebody that may not know the story of Jesus and what he did for us, and share that good news. God told us, and Jesus told us, that we need to make disciples, and as United Methodists, you know, we want to make disciples who will make a difference. So it's so important that we remember that that is our command as Christians, is that we go and share the good news with others. And the way we do that is by all these other things: welcoming people, being a friend to them, accepting others, giving and rejoicing. If people can see the joy in our lives, you know, despite whatever circumstances there might be, that is such a testimony to other people, and to let people know that, you know, we are there as Christians to love them and provide for them no matter what. So as we try to train our superheroes this summer, these are some of the things that we're going to try to give them, and hopefully they can grow in their faith and grow in these superpowers. They can become like Jesus, who, you know, is the best superhero of all, all the miracles that he did and all the things that he did. And so I would invite anyone that has not been to camp before, whether you're an adult and you'd like to volunteer for a week and help train superheroes, or if you're you know, the age that you can go to camp, we would love to see you out there at Camp Fontenelle. Show of hands, I know a lot of people have been out to Camp Fontenelle from here, but can I have a show of hands of people that have been out to the camp for one thing or another? All right, majority of you, that's great. We do camps, for those of you that haven't been there before or haven't heard about the camp, we do camps for kids age preschool, 4 years old, all the way up to seniors in high school. We do have a family camp. We have the preschool through second grade camps where an adult comes with the camper, so grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle. You can bring the whole extended family if you want to, but those camps are there for you. And then we have lots of things to offer for the other age groups. I do have a table in the back there that after the service, if you'd like more information or brochures, those things are available now too. So I thank you so much for having me here today. And I think it's time for the offering now.